Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Despite the general media headlines, the monthly jobs report last Friday was a disastrous sign for the American economy. The headline touted 160,000 net new jobs in the past month. However, that number is deceptive, if not an outright lie. As I warned you last Friday, you have to look at the rest of the data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics to get a clearer picture of what is actually happening. This reported jobs increase was the smallest in 7 months. It also came in 20% below consensus forecast. But it gets worse. The reports for the prior 2 months were revised to subtract 19,000 jobs. Also included in the alleged increased jobs were 233,000 double-counted from so-called birth-death adjustment. After the BLS contacts households to count the actual number of people who have jobs, it then adds more by claiming that it reflects the increase in the overall population. BLS statisticians admit that this fudge factor is invalid, which is why it is reversed once or twice a year. If you subtract these two elements, the gain of 160,000 jobs turns into a net loss of 92,000 jobs. As terrible as that figure is, it still gets even worse. The seasonally adjusted household data in the BLS report shows a decline of 316,000 jobs from the month before. That makes the difference between the BLS headline to the underlying data almost a 500,000 jobs. So, which is correct? I think it's probably the lower jobs number. New applications for unemployment benefits over the past few weeks have trended upwards. Also, the Challenger Grand Christmas monthly report of announced job losses soared 35% from the month before. That is the greatest one-month percentage increase since the Great Recession 7 years ago. You wouldn't know it from the rest of the media, but America's jobs market is much shakier than what you are hearing. Tune in Friday as I describe market manipulations that occurred with last Friday's release of the monthly jobs report. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.